I have made a remarkable discovery, remarkable to me in the sense that I had no clue this was happening to me. I've discovered that I sabotage myself over and over, time and time again, through my thought processes and through my own thinking. My rationale for not doing something always sounds so clever. It always sounds so right. And yet the truth of the matter is there's something intrinsically deep inside my subconscious that is undermining my ability to accomplish what it is that I truly wish to accomplish. Here's the truth about recovery that I have discovered over the last 5 years. The individuals who are recovering and who have recovered take action, and they implement multiple therapies and modalities. The individuals who are successful at being able to get relief from their symptoms are always out there figuring out what they might do next. They're never relying on a single therapy that's going to be the cure-all. They are not relying on others to experiment for them and tell them, aha, I figured it out, now you can do it because it's safe and it works. The people who are recovering are saying, you know what? The truth of the matter is, I'm the only one that can figure this out for myself. The factors that are creating my neurological symptoms today at this time happen to be unique to me and my own life experience. It's all really up to me. So here's what happens. We wind up acknowledging, part of us at least, yes, it is up to us to figure it all out. And no researcher, no medical professional, no doctor, no therapist is going to be able to help us figure it out. It's up to us. The problem is that we wind up being stifled and stymied and stuck in our willingness to go out and figure out what it is that we need to do in order to be able to get relief from our symptoms today, to get relief now. The difficulty, I think, is it's difficult to be able to analyze our own behavior when we are in the thick of it, when we are doing it day by day. Because, again, it sounds so rational. It sounds so correct. It sounds so right. Today and this week, my invitation is to take you to a different place by way of inviting you to consider how you might be using your thoughts to sabotage your own ability to recover from the symptoms that you're currently experiencing that are associated with Parkinson's. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to ask you to go through and be an observer of your own life and take a movie of how you have actually responded in another difficult situation. Not the situation currently that you confront where you're experiencing currently the symptoms of Parkinson's, but rather a different situation. I've discovered that my reactions are similar no matter what difficult situation I confront. So let's move to an entirely different arena. Invite you to be a movie maker and to watch yourself respond to a very different situation, a situation that has a character that is so different, you're going to be able to map over your responses to how you are currently responding to the challenge of recovering from the symptoms of Parkinson's. What is that situation you are wondering that is so different? The situation that I invite you in your imagination to take a movie about now is an extremely difficult relationship that you found yourself in at some point during your life. You may be in this difficult situation now, in the present. But perhaps even better, if you'll think back to a relationship that you were in previously that was, for you, challenging and ever, ever so difficult. The best kind of relationship might be a romantic relationship, a relationship where you had the intention of partnering up or marrying another individual. But a relationship with a boss or a coworker will do just as well. The key is the relationship needs to have been full of complexity, of challenge, of frustration, and of very challenging feelings. So think back over your life. This could be a relationship that might have been one of the first romantic relationships you had when you were a teenager or a young adult. Or more recently, a relationship that for you was a heartbreaking relationship. Now, you may still be in that relationship today, or you may have ended that relationship at some point in the past. The key here is to identify some point in your life, either recently or way back when, of a relationship that for you was ever so troubling. So think back, reflect back, settle in. We're going to now go into a space to invite you to literally make a movie where you are watching yourself respond to the difficulty that you confronted in this one specific relationship with another individual. So think back, settle in, and pinpoint a single relationship that for you was truly and genuinely challenging and problematic. Think back, reflect. You may be thinking of several and find it difficult to choose. So settle in and use your best instinct. The first intuitive hit is typically the best of the relationship, the time, and the place that wound up being the biggest challenge for you in your life. The relationship might have lasted only a few weeks or a few months, or it might have lasted years or maybe even decades. Settle in on that relationship now. Get your movie camera out in your imagination. And I have a number of questions that I'm going to ask you about how you responded to the difficulty that you confronted in that relationship. Remember why we're doing this. We're focusing on this situation, but of course what we want to do at the end is to apply all of what you've discovered in your movie making activity today with regard to how you're responding to the challenge that you currently confront where you're now experiencing the symptoms of Parkinson's disease. So with movie camera in hand, you are the objective observer and you are going back in time to take a movie of how you responded to this particular relationship. So move back to a difficult time and allow me to begin now to ask you to focus on certain situations that may or may not have actually occurred. Did you have a very strong tendency to ignore what was going on with this relationship? Denial runs deep. Did you have friends who would say something to the effect of, "Why in the world are you hanging out with her or with him? What's with you anyway?" Did you have a situation where others seemed to be able to see it and you couldn't because you were in denial? Start your camera, and if this is the case, begin taking a movie of how you found yourself in complete and total denial. Remember, we all do this. We all do it. The question is, did you happen to do it when confronted with this particular challenging relationship? Or, instead of just denying that the problem existed, did you run away from it? This works. This is totally successful. You basically say, I'm out of here. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not seeing you anymore. I'm not hanging out anymore. I'm done. Is this a clip in your movie? Go ahead and take it now. You're the observer. Take the clip. Watch yourself. If this is what you did, put this into your movie. When something terribly untoward and hurtful happened to you in this relationship, did you find yourself forgetting that it happened? Now, that's a great technique, I want to say. It can be something terribly horrendous. This is what happens to individuals who have suffered extreme and severe abuse over their life. They literally decide to forget it. In this relationship, were there things that happened where you decided the best way to deal with this is to simply forget that it happened? Is this a clip in your movie? If so, get that camera moving and watch yourself as you forget that this untoward, awful experience even happened. Take the clip. It could be just a short one to remind you in just a bit of how this is one way that you have of coping with difficult situations. Are you an individual that in this particular relationship decided what you were going to do is to investigate what was going on ad nauseum? You're going to do research on the other individual. You're going to find out more about them, about who they were, about what they would do in other relationships. Perhaps you are going to call up former friends or former girlfriends or former boyfriends and say, what's really up with them? So you're going to basically do a little research study to see what's really up here. Was that your response to this difficult situation? Watch yourself as you did what you do, if in fact this is your response, and put the clip into your movie. There's another response, and that is, wait until you have proof. In other words, proof that the other person is really a very horrible person, much worse than you, to be sure, and therefore they are not good enough to be able to hang out with you. So you're going to wait around until you catch them in doing something that's really a horrible thing. Perhaps an affair, perhaps saying something to another person that was deceitful. You're going to just wait around until you can nail them, boy. You can just say, you've done it. That's it. You told me A and you did B. You lied to me. Anybody who lies, that's it. I'm out of here. So, are you a person who waits until you have proof? Is that what happened in this relationship? If so, turn the camera on and put a clip of yourself waiting. And then when you found the proof confronting the person, include that little clip in your movie now. Another response is to conclude that you simply can't trust the person. In fact, you can't trust anyone, but you certainly can't trust this person. Now, that's a showstopper to be sure. You can't be in an intimate relationship with another person if you don't trust them. So if you've concluded that you cannot trust them, it's over. That's it, whether you hang around or not. Did you find yourself, as you're making this movie, observe the doubt about whether or not you could trust the other person? If so, move to a time and a place where that happened and take a clip of yourself doing just that. Did you perhaps decide that to be in this relationship, you simply did not have enough money? There just weren't enough resources to be able to support this other particular individual, whether a man or a woman. Was that what you decided? That their tastes were just too expensive and that you just couldn't foot the bill? If so, put that clip into your movie now. Don't have enough money, therefore can't do it. How about you don't have enough time to invest in this relationship? Not enough time. Work is demanding. There are many other responsibilities in life. There are other hobbies and joys that you have time to allocate to. This person is stealing that time away. Therefore, sorry, but I don't have enough time for this relationship. I'm out of here. Did that happen to you? Was that one of your responses to this difficult situation? If so, put that one into your movie clip now. Don't have enough time. Sorry. Here's another thought form. This one is always deadly. You're in the difficult relationship, and you conclude to yourself, nothing is going to help. Absolutely nothing. Doesn't matter what we do. Marriage counseling, talking it out, reading a book about how to become more intimate, blah, 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 blah. You say to yourself, nothing will work. Therefore, you don't try anything. Is that a thought form that sounds familiar with regard to this particular relationship or not? If so, record yourself as you express that, either with or without the other person present. There's a final one. You may want to put this or not put this into your movie. The thought form is, I need to wait until I am sure. I've got to be sure before I take action. Therefore, in this relationship, it lingered, it went on, and yet you kept saying to yourself, you know what, I'm just not sure. And so you waited and waited and waited and waited as the relationship became more and more problematic. Did that happen to you? If so, put that clip into your movie now. Okay, now, rewind the movie and watch the movie from the start to the end. Since these are short clips, it's not going to take too long. So go ahead and remind yourself whether or not you put these clips into your movie or not. Did you want to ignore it? Did you want to run away from it? Did you want to forget it? Did you want to research it ad nauseum? Did you want to wait until you had proof? Did you conclude that you simply could not trust them? Did you decide you really didn't have enough money to pursue it? Did you decide you did not have enough time to invest in it? Did you draw the conclusion that nothing will help? Did you wait until you are sure about it? That list now may or may not sound familiar, but as I'm sure you now can acknowledge, it is the very same list that could be applied to how you may or may not be responding to the challenge that you currently confront, the health challenge of confronting certain symptoms that happen to be associated with a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. These are all thought forms that are activity stoppers. These are thought forms that will ensure that you will be stymied and stuck. They will ensure that you will not be adopting multiple strategies or therapies, but rather perhaps only one or a limited number. Perhaps you will criticize even those that you have adopted. These are some of the ways that we sabotage ourselves. These are the clever excuses that we give. They are clever because, in one sense, they seem to be logical. They seem to be rational. They seem to be so right. And we can be so justified in taking the action that we take, which is either to do nothing or to discard all possible solutions. I suggest now that we cast away all of these thought forms, all of these excuses for why not. Recovery hinges on a commitment to take action, a commitment to begin to explore modalities and therapies that will make a difference. I say again, the people who are recovering are exploring multiple therapies. It's not a question of finding the one grand final solution. It doesn't exist. It is a matter of acknowledging that the body is sending out signals that it is in imbalance, and there are certain adjustments that are called for. Certain things need to happen in order to bring the body back into balance. It is not a simple call to action. So if it feels right, and only if it feels right now in your imagination, realize that in the movie that you have taken, there is a storage form of this movie. There is a tape. There is a disc which contains all of the thought forms that you have used in your past life that have not been in your best or highest good. Remember, I am not suggesting that you made any mistakes whatsoever in the action that you took with regard to this difficult relationship. That's not the point here. The only point is to consider your response, for it is in being able to acknowledge that certain responses may not be conducive to taking the action that is necessary to get relief from your symptoms now. So we're not talking about waiting years. We're talking about doing what you can do today to get relief from your symptoms today, to get relief now. Take now that tape, take now that disc, and in your imagination, hold that disc between your two hands. And let us now give all of those thought forms a blessing. We now, today, together, give thanks for all of the thought forms that have guided our decisions in the past. We acknowledge all of the good that they have done for us in the past. And we thank you for being present within us in the past. But it is with great anticipation and excitement that we now acknowledge that all of these thoughts and excuses and rationales may not, in fact, be conducive today to your best and highest good in being able to recover from the symptoms of Parkinson's. So, holding this tape, holding this disc of the clips of how you responded to a difficult situation between your two hands, having now acknowledged all that they have done for you in the past. Encapsulate this in golden light, in the very high frequency of golden light, and lift this disc or this tape above your head and toss it now as if it were a basketball over your head as it soars higher and higher and higher and higher. As you release, remove, detach, eject, and shield all of those thought forms that no longer serve your best and your highest good. Watch it now sparkle about as if it were a firework on the 4th of July, as it bursts out, and as you are covered with the most magnificent gold light yourself, the light that is the frequency that gives you the insight, the direction, the focus, and the courage to see your options in a new light. To say, I see it. To say, I acknowledge it. To say, I now confront it. To say, I remember all that is happening to me now, in the moment, today. To say, yes, of course I will investigate an option, but I will do that in short order and I will follow my intuition and my guidance. I will take action where action is needed. I will not wait until I have surefire proof, because it will never really happen. I will make a decision that there are individuals in my life that, yes, indeed, I can trust. And I declare I will do so now. I declare that, of course, I have the resources to take care of myself. Of course, I can find the resources to do what is necessary to find relief from my symptoms. Of course, I have all of the time that I need to invest in figuring out what it is that I need to do for myself. Of course, there are modalities. There are therapies. There are actions that I can take. Some of them cost money and some of them don't. That will help me feel better. And of course, it is not necessary or required that I wait until I am sure that what action I am going to take will make a difference. Because I will know it makes a difference once I have taken that action. I declare a new set of thought forms are now adopted. A new set of approaches for responding to this most difficult situation that I now confront. I declare that I do know in my heart and my soul that I need to make some changes in how I am approaching the situation that I currently confront. I declare that I will keep now doing what I know is helping. I declare now that I will stop doing what I know in my heart is not helping. And I declare now that I will adopt new therapies, new modalities, and new strategies that my intuition tells me will, in fact, make a difference. And with all of these declarations, know that with these new, refined, and powerful thought forms, with being able now to resonate at that high frequency of the golden light that we use to dismiss the thought forms that were not serving your best and highest good, that the future is all exciting. All opportunities now are open to you for what will happen the rest of the day, for what will happen tomorrow. For with these new thought forms, you open up the door to a new way of being in the world, a new way of communicating with yourself, a new way of healing all that is out of balance. Many blessings. You've just listened to Robert Rogers, and this, of course, is Parkinson's Recovery. Have a magnificent week this week. Good day.